This is Ian again. We were both going through something pretty intense, and it was a song that we just needed to write. It felt like we were both working day jobs, and I remember when I was working at my job, I couldn't stop thinking about the idea and the song.
Uh-huh.
And the way it made me feel, because it was so cathartic. And that Chad would meet me on my lunch break, and I had my ukulele, that's what we wrote it on, and we would write it like in the park, like during like a 45-minute break, and then we would write it after work, and it took like 3 weeks to come out, because we only had like an hour here and there, really.
Right.
It felt so urgent, and I remember crying so much writing that song. So it was definitely one of the most powerful experiences writing a song.
It also felt, for me, it felt like the most like a piece of, like an art piece. It felt like, Ian, I don't know if I've ever told you this, but I remember when we were finishing up the song and there was the decision of whether to say something, I'm giving up on you, as the last line. And I remember Ian saying it and then saying like, no, don't say I'm giving up on you, just say something. And I remember him saying it, and it felt like that was it. It felt complete to me. And there was something about that song that felt like a piece of art. I don't know, it felt like a painting. I don't know how to explain it.
Also because there was so much space in the song, and there wasn't a lot of, we had the melody and there wasn't a lot of room for lyrics. So we really needed to, there aren't a lot of lyrics in the song at all.
Uh-huh.
We really needed to make sure that each word and each line really counted. So we really labored over getting each word